R&D, energy storage. Energy storage is a critical area of energy technology that plays an increasingly important role in integrating renewable energy and ensuring a reliable power supply. In recent years, several new energy storage technologies have emerged that have the potential to improve the efficiency, capacity, and sustainability of energy storage systems. Types of energy storage. Mechanical energy storage. Pumped storage, potential energy of water. Compressed air storage, kinetic energy of gas pressure. Flywheel accumulator, kinetic energy of the rotating mass. Chemical energy storage. Power to gas plants, conversion to gas. Power to liquid plants, conversion to fuel. Power to chemicals plants, conversion into chemical products. Electrochemical energy storage. Classic battery storage, electrochemical energy in the electrode. Redox hybrid flow battery storage, electrochemical energy in electrolyte. Electrical energy storage. Superconducting magnetic storage, electrical energy in magnetic field. Supercapacitors, electrical energy in the electric field. Thermal energy storage. Sensible heat storage, thermal energy in particle motion. Latent storage, enthalpy of thermodynamic changes of state. Thermochemical storage, heat storage by endothermic reaction. Important memories at a glance. Lithium-ion batteries are already widely used in various applications, including electric vehicles and stationary energy storage systems. Significant progress has been made in recent years to further improve the performance of lithium-ion batteries. However, the production of lithium-ion batteries requires certain raw materials, such as lithium, cobalt, and nickel. These materials are limited, and there are also concerns about the social and environmental impact of mining these raw materials, particularly in some countries where they are mined. Redox flow batteries are a promising technology for stationary energy storage. They consist of two tanks with electrolyte solutions that are separated in a cell by a membrane. During charging and discharging, the electrolyte solutions flow through the cell and exchange electrons. Redox flow batteries offer the advantage that their capacity can be scaled independently of the power, which makes them suitable for long-term energy storage. In addition, the electrolyte solutions can be recycled, which leads to a longer service life and a lower environmental impact. Hydrogen fuel cells enable the direct conversion of hydrogen into electrical energy using oxygen. They offer high energy density and can provide continuous energy over long periods of time. Hydrogen can be produced from renewable energy sources and stored in fuel cells, allowing it to serve as an energy carrier for various applications. Superconducting storage devices, based on the property of superconducting materials to conduct electric current without resistance. They can be used to store electrical energy in the form of magnetic fields. Superconducting memories offer high energy density, fast charging and discharging times, and a long service life. This technology is still under development, but its potential advantages could lead to efficient and powerful energy storage systems in the future. Organic solid flow batteries. The technology is based on readily available, fully recyclable, organic materials. Organic solid flow batteries are characterized by free scalability between performance and capacity. The system inherent separation of electrolyte and energy converter not only avoids the effect of self-discharge, but also enables the restoration of the original performance by simply replacing individual components instead of the entire battery. These new energy storage technologies have the potential to drive the energy transition and make renewable energies more efficient and reliable. By further developing these technologies and combining different energy storage solutions, we can create a sustainable energy future in which renewable energies play a dominant role. It is important to continue research and development in this area to further improve the performance and cost-effectiveness of these technologies.